You're listening to Women Uplifting Women Coffee Chat Podcast, where our vision is to build a global army of women uplifting women. Author, speaker, and founder of Women Uplifting Women, Mary Jean Marquez, talks to women in all seasons of life about being victorious over their God-given callings. Listen to real conversations with women who are making a difference in their communities. Women Uplifting Women's mission and foundational scripture is 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Encourage one another and build up one another. Now, here's your host, minister and animal lover, Mary Jean Marquez.
Welcome to our Women Uplifting Women Coffee Chat Podcast. I am so excited to have our guest this morning. She's an amazing woman. We have been friends. We've known each other for 20 plus years. She's an amazing, amazing lady doing a mighty work. And so I just want to share a little bit about her. She's an executive director at Westside Pregnancy Center, and she has dedicated her life to saving babies and to aiding parents and to helping women. And so how many years have you been doing this, Lisa?
Since 1984.
So she has devoted her life to this. And I just want to share a little bit. She's going to share about it as well. But she is in the process of starting a nonprofit organization. She's setting it in the process of setting it in place right now. So we'll begin with that, Lisa. If you'll share, this is Lisa Backus. And if you'll share with us a little bit about your nonprofit, whatever it is that you want the folks to know about it.
Okay, we're Westside Pregnancy Center. We're at 201 East Sunset, just up from the cool little substation area right behind that. We are doing our official training end of September, so we should be opening by then. Our hope is to be a place where women who are confronted with, I'm pregnant, I don't know what to do, I have to have an abortion, can understand that there are other options. There's people that will help them, counseling, we do sonograms, pregnancy tests, we have a clothing boutique where they can take birthing classes, all kinds of parenting classes with us, and earn, it's called Learn to Earn. And they will earn, get coupons that they can go and buy. We'll have baby clothes, which I need donations.
Awesome.
Anybody needs, wants to donate stuff.
See, that's
all
good.
Baby items, yeah. Baby clothing from newborn to five toddler. Formula, we need formula desperately right now. We have very little formula. Even though we're not totally open, we're already giving stuff away.
Uh-huh. That's good to know.
And that's our ministry, Westside Pregnancy Center.
Well, that's beautiful. You know, when I found out from my daughter that you were in the process of getting this nonprofit together, I got so excited because I know your heart. You are non-judgmental toward women. They can approach you and you just embrace them with love and compassion. And I'm really excited because I know that there are women all over who are listening right now and watching right now who are in a situation where they have to make a decision. And here in El Paso, Texas, and everywhere else. And there are, if you're out of El Paso, you know, Google where you can go for help. I'm sure in your area, you can find where you can go for help. But I know that if you contact Lisa, she can maybe redirect you to where you can get help. I want my first question for you is your why. If you could share us your why your passion for this? Why are you doing this? Have you done this all these years? Share with us your story. Whatever it is that you have in your heart to share with the people watching right now and listening on the podcast.
Oh, I'm going to pick up on, you said, in a non-judgmental way.
Yes.
It's very easy to be non-judgmental because I know what women who have had abortions are going through. There's even a medical term for it, PAS, post-abortion syndrome. When I was 20 to 23, had a wonderful fiance who I'd been engaged to for 5 years, and we got pregnant. And unfortunately, I was scared, didn't want my parents to know. It should have been a rejoicing time where we said, hey, we've been engaged 5 years, what are we waiting for? Let's just get married. He didn't do that. I had a sister who's no longer with us that helped him, that pushed. Still my decision, I'm not blaming them. But I didn't have anybody saying, we can come alongside you, which is what we want to do at Westside Pregnancy Center. Come alongside and say, we can find other options. Because there's not just birth or death. You don't have to kill your baby. There's adoption. I'm blessed by having two adopted sons. But anyway, so I went through that abortion, and it was very painful. It led me down a very dark, drug-filled, hurting myself, the guilt making me self-abuse. Thankfully, 3 years after that, I found the Lord, went to the church we both go to.
Yes.
And I walked in. I'm going to just tell you the story. I walked in to the church. Well, I was driving over to my boyfriend John's house. We had the abortion. There was ultimatums. I was like, we've got to figure this out. I was driving over there in a 1961 Mercedes that we were refinishing and fixed up. Oh. And I heard this booming voice. And this is not what we talked about, but
no,
I heard this booming voice say, you're so tired of this, just kill yourself. All you have to do, you're in a car that has absolutely no safety features. It's 1961 car. You just go another block down to Saragossa, and there's pylons there. You slam into those pylons.
Wow.
That felt like honey, warm honey on my body. It felt so comforting. This could be over with. And I don't tell this story a lot. This could be over with. And so I did. I proceeded to slam on the gas, pass La Trevino, start going, and I got scared.
Oh my God.
Lisa came back to herself, and I said, what am I doing? I can't do this. And I remember saying, oh, it's only like 7:30 in the morning. The shopping malls aren't open, or 8 o'clock in the morning. I need to go somewhere where there's people. If I can just be around people, I can sit, get myself together, and get rid of this thought. And I looked down, and there was this huge white building that I thought was a maquila, a twin plant operation.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm just going to pull in there. I don't care if it's a bunch of men. I'm going to ask them. My car broke down. I'm going to make some excuse to be around people. Well, I walked in, and it was a church. I didn't know. I got in there. The offering was over. The music was over. The stuff that would have liberal Lisa be offended by. I walked in, and the pastor was speaking, and not 2 minutes went by, and he said, you want to kill yourself. Total God thing. And make a long story short, he gave an altar call right then and there, not even at the end of the service. And I went forward. I think two other ladies went forward, too, if I remember. But I was like in a tunnel. I didn't know what was going on. Got born again. And that's been my church ever since. And I'm so grateful that they were there.
God led you there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. God, you know, I know Mercedes.
Yes. And that sounds like a beautiful Mercedes. I love classics. But, you know, it's a reminder to us that we're never alone. That people, I mean, God led you to people. You just kept having that thought, I need to be around people. And see, and that's an issue with depression, that kind of depression. And going through something like that does bring that on. There's shame, there's loneliness, there's, you know, you feel like I'm the only one in the world going through this. Where do I get help? And there's always help. Yeah, there's always help.
I think we have so many, and I'm just going to stick with America because I don't know worldwide, but if we've done 60 million abortions in America since it became legal, that's how many women.
Yes.
That are, you know, they're silent.
Yes.
Nobody knows. You know, they may go on and have babies. They may end up sterile. I ended up sterile. 1 in 3 women are the statistics that say women end up sterile from abortion.
Oh. So that's why you adopted.
That's why I adopted, yes. We adopted a little boy from Lee Moore Homes here in El Paso, Texas.
Beautiful.
And then 2 years later, we had opened up a place called Nurturing Homes, and it would be all over the town. I'd place ladies that were pregnant that we turned away at the abortion clinic in homes that would nurture them, take care of them while they went through the process, help them get on their feet, find jobs. And we had a lady with us from Chihuahua. She kept saying, I want you to adopt, I want you to adopt. And that terrified me because I didn't want a birth mother to know where her child was. I was young.
Yeah.
And long story short, we ended up adopting the baby. And that's my second son.
Yes. So, you know, I think adoption is a beautiful thing. There's so many, and that's a beautiful option, because there's so many families that for whatever reason cannot have their own children. And like for you, it would stem from the decision that you made as a young woman. And adoption just gives life and gives that baby a chance. So there's no reason to decide to abort a baby. There are other options.
And, well, I'd like to say to the women that are out there, sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
There are 36 waiting couples for every one baby that gets.
Wow.
We don't have babies anymore. We're aborting them.
Yes.
So in America, we don't have. That's why you see people going to China, going to Pakistan, going to wherever to adopt babies.
The numbers are so big and huge, and it's wild. It's crazy. Yeah. It's like a generation is being wiped out. A generation of children, of people is being wiped out because of that. But, and you know, and going back to, you know, the shame and the things that are attacked that come along, the depression, the anxiety, all those, the silence, the isolation that women place themselves in because of that. I wanted to touch on God's grace and mercy, on His, you know, we make mistakes, we err. That's a big mistake. But God's grace and mercy is new every morning. And His forgiveness is always present for us, always. All we have to do is turn to Him, you know, God, please forgive me. I made a mistake. And He will. And He will restore 100-fold back to your life. And I see that in your life. You're a blessed woman.
Absolutely.
And God does restore. He restores our emotions and He restores our lives. And He gave you two beautiful sons through adoption. And, you know, the fact that women have that option is big. It's huge. And to have someone like you that women can come to and seek help. So going back to the clinic, to the Westside Pregnancy Center and your nonprofit, how do you reach out to these women? How do you help them? Because a lot of times, they just need physical help. They need someone to help them with food and clothing. They come from a really bad place, and they're thinking, "How I can't even take care of myself. How am I going to take care of this baby?" So, what is it that your nonprofit is offering these women? You know, some of them don't even have shelter. They're homeless, and parents push them away, close their doors. You know, there's so many horrifying situations. So how do you reach out and help these women?
Well, practical boots on the ground type thing.
Yes.
Would be first to let them, like we said, have a sonogram. Mm-hmm. That changes women's minds. It's a real being. It's not just this blog.
Right.
But practically, we have a thick booklet that will tell them all the social. We've done all the investigation. What are the social agencies that will help them? Well, the WIC, things like that, housing. There's different organizations all over town that will house girls.
That one's a huge one right now. Well, to me, that's huge.
Yeah. And I'm hoping as we go on, and we're not just starting, that we'll be able to do something like I did in the 90s with the nurturing homes and hack groups all over town. Maybe a church that will sponsor a girl, and somebody from that church, let the girl live with them, get on their feet, have their baby. You know, go back to school. There's lots of government programs to help, and they just don't know about it. They don't know about the programs.
Right.
So we have our little fat binder that has all kinds of resources in El Paso.
That's beautiful. And I also want to touch on the preventative. Helping girls, and mainly like teens and young girls that maybe can't go to their parents, and what kind of education do you give them? Are they able to take care of, do you provide ways of them to take care of themselves, prevent pregnancy, maybe even educating them?
Now that we haven't put in place yet. That's not part of our initial mandate, but I'm sure we will, you know, teach them even old-fashioned things like, you know, what days not to have sex, you won't get pregnant. Of course, the ultimate is wait until you're married.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about that.
Right.
It's, I don't know about couples that, you know, they're married and suddenly they get pregnant and say, oh, we can't have a baby.
Right.
You know, so it would be just take care of your body. Your body is precious. Your love is precious. And we give it away so easily because we're in such a generation that everything is sex.
Yes.
And sex is awesome. It's a beautiful thing in the right context.
In marriage, yes.
You know, yeah, in marriage.
Yes. So I'm glad that we're going this direction with it. And I think parents, if we can also teach parents and talk to parents, and I've met up with some parents that you just can't, their kids cannot go to them for nothing. They shut down and they are very condemning toward them and judgmental. And so I encourage parents to please don't do that.
Just be human.
They're, yes, we are human. They are human. And from the moment that they get to elementary, they're bombarded with all kinds of stuff that they already have cell phones. Even in elementary school.
Oh, and just the laptops that they give them are wide open to all kinds of anything.
Exactly. So parents, be compassionate and loving to your kids. Talk to them. If they come to you with an issue or with a question, I know my girls, I have four daughters, and my girls, I've always had this open dialogue with them and tell them, look, if you need to talk to me about sex, about boys, about, you know, anything, come to me. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to tear you down. I'm going to listen. And let me tell you, sometimes they would come to me and inside I was going, ah, what? But on the outside, I'm nice and cool. I'm like, yeah, I got this. I got this. But they need this. They need someone that is stable and is going to talk to them and listen to them and know that they are human, parents. They are human. So talk to them. And I went a step further and I told my daughters, look, I don't want you to have sex so young. Your body is the temple of God. Your body is precious. Your body is not to be used by some boy that doesn't care for you. You're not a trash can for their sperm. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know? And so take care of yourselves. But if you decide that you do are going in you know your later teen years that you are going to have sex and you kind of know they start dating and if they're really serious with one boy and they're together a lot, it probably eventually will happen even if you ask them not to.
It takes a really strong, I think that's true feminism, it takes a really strong woman to say, no,
yes,
I am worth more than this.
Yes. And we are, and we girls are.
What does Beyonce say? If you want to put a ring on it?
If you want to put a ring on it, baby. But, you know, and so I would tell my daughters, I went a step further and told them, if you decide to, let me know. I will take you to my doctor because I want the good care for your body. And you can talk to our doctor. My gynecologist, she's amazing. Patricia Alcala here in El Paso. I've been with her for... She was born like 32 years ago, and I've been with her all these years. And so she talks to my girls, and she helps them. And to prevent pregnancy, to know what's happening in your body, if you do that.
I want to put a plug in for, we just are in the process of getting the legal papers with Dr. Laura Moreno here in town.
Uh-huh.
She's a young doctor who is obviously pro-life, beautiful woman. And she's going to be the doctor that is our medical director so that we can do the sonograms.
Beautiful.
She's doing it all free.
That is beautiful. See, and God will bring your team together. He is bringing your team together for this nonprofit, and it's so needed. So I'm so happy that you're here with us. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the women out there? Or even men, you know? Maybe they're in a situation where their girlfriend is pregnant and or their wife is pregnant and you know, there's that option right there. What would you share with them to maybe help them change their minds to not go to that abortion site, but life, to choose life?
Yeah. It's like anything. It's like the meth addict who never thought I'd be down this road. I'd be poor, I'd be broke, I'd be living in the streets, I'd have needles all over. They never, you know, it's that first step that traps
yes,
us. And we just need to be so careful with the choices that we make. The alcoholic who finds himself has lost his family, her family, because of that one first step. We need to take care. We need to value ourselves. We're precious. We're individuals. We're highly valuable. And we need to look at ourselves that way. And I don't. And I, this is coming from a poster board woman who could be telling you, I'm just a piece of dirt. I killed a baby. No. Forgiveness can come in, and you are valuable at all times. God never gives up on us.
Amen.
Value yourself.
Yes. Yes. And value life, right? That unborn baby that has no say except the person that's fighting for them and trying to help them. But, you know, I just want to encourage whoever's listening to really open up your heart to what was said here today and to turn to God. Turn to God for help. Turn to Him. That's what saved your life that day.
And the myth about the pro-life is that, I don't know if you're able to see this, is all that we care about is this. This is an 11-week-old baby. Mm-hmm. That's important.
Yes.
But that's not what we care. The only thing we care about, first and foremost, is that man who's going to suffer the rest of his life with post-abortion syndrome. That woman who may end up infertile.
Yes.
And now she's got not just the regrets of killing her first child, but never.
Yes.
I would love to. I love Matthew and Israel. I love my sons, but I would have liked to have experienced the miracle of giving birth.
Yeah.
Of breastfeeding.
Yes, you know? the whole everything.
It's not a huge hurt, but it's a hurt. It'll always be with me. Mm-hmm. I could have done that. I didn't. I forgive myself. I've been forgiven, but it's still always with you.
Always, yes. Yeah. And I've heard, you know, women go through this at young ages, and they really don't feel the sting of it till later on in their adult years. I think sometimes we humans bury hurt and we bury that pain. And as we get older and life starts happening, this thing that's inside can't stay there forever.
Oh, I remember
that pain and hurt.
I remember feeling like I was constantly holding something back here so people wouldn't find out. And it took so much energy.
Draining
to keep that a secret and to just push it back, because it was always there.
Yes,
it was always there. You did this, that's disgusting.
Yeah,
the topic would come up, and you know, you couldn't just say, oh, well, I did that. No, you just had to be quiet and not, I did, had to be quiet and not admit it,
right?
Until I became free and thought, you know what, people make mistakes.
Yes,
I'm going to turn this around and use it for good and help.
That's right. That's right. Because none of us are perfect. Mm-hmm. No one is perfect. And when we can understand that we are human, we err, we make mistakes, but God is always there for us. And for those of you who don't know your Heavenly Father God, turn to someone like this, like Lisa Backus, who can help you and direct you and lead you and guide you and show you that love. Because we feel so unloved when we have shame like that. When we have stuff in there that's just, you know, hurting us and it's eating up at the core of our souls. And so, but we don't have to live that way. You do not have to. You must be free. Allow yourself to be free and to live and turn it around to help others. And we have, all of us, every single woman, every single human being, we have our sphere of influence right where we're at. We have family, we have daughters, we have nieces, we have grandchildren.
Neighbors.
Mm-hmm. You know, you go out to grocery shop, you know, there's women. So, and I honestly believe that God draws people to us to help them and to lead them and to guide them. And everywhere that we go, we can be a blessing. Right?
And supposed to be light.
Yes, to be the light of the earth and the salt of the earth. But I just want to thank you so much for coming onto our show and being a blessing, because what you're doing is huge. It's big. And it's a battle. And I know it is. And I'm excited for you. And I know that you also need volunteers. You need people to come in and help, because it's a big project. It's going to take a community of people to really make a bigger impact. You've been doing it so long, and I really believe that God's taking you to that next level. And it's going to take more people, more funding, and more of everything. And God has it there.
Yeah, and that's the nitty-gritty. I'm not a fundraiser, so it's been hard for me to go out and say, I want your money.
Right.
And that's what I've had to do. I've been blessed to get a couple of big donations. We had a doctor here in town recently gave us $10,000.
Oh.
Which was, you know, I was like, oh, I'm going to be happy asking for $500. But we do. We need yes. money to be able to get our training that's coming up. We have some training coming up from CareNet. The lady will be flying down here, like I said, end of September. That's like $4,000.
Yes.
So, yeah, anybody wants to call Westside Pregnancy yes. Center, our number is 915-703-3001. Or you can call Westside Community Church and they can direct you to us. I need funds.
Yes.
I'm not a fundraiser, so this is a new area in my life.
Yes.
And
it's coming. It's coming. It's already here. It's coming. And so I can honestly say I've known this woman for a very long time. I know her heart. I know her passion. She's a fighter. She's a conqueror. She's bold as heck. And I love that about this woman. But you know what? It's a battle. It's a spiritual battle. And it's a battle for lives. And when you're fighting for lives, you can't be timid. And you can't hold back. It's a battle. And we need to save lives. She's out to save these babies. So please, I'm telling you, she is trustworthy. She will put the money where it needs to be allocated, where it needs to be. She's putting this in place after all these years. And it's been a long time for you to get to a point to do this. And you know, sometimes some projects are so big, we think, oh my God, how am I going to do this? But we don't have to work it on our own. God knows. And when we have our faith and our hope in Him, He's the one that starts bringing people into life. And just this today, it's going to go out everywhere. This is awesome. You know, and He's calling you to you've been interviewed by other television shows and different things. So getting it out there and people knowing that they have this help here in El Paso. And even if you're out there, wherever it is that you're out of the El Paso City area, but if you're in Texas, if you're in the USA, or if you're in another country, and you have it on your heart, God places it on your heart to help. Help. Don't hold back. That's good seed. You are planting seed in good ground. I know it. I know it in my heart. I've known this woman.
And we're not the only place. There are so many places. I want to give a shout out to Fatherhood and Pregnancy and Fatherhood Solutions on the east side and uh-huh. northeast, to Guiding Star in central El Paso. There hasn't been a clinic on the west side, so we're happy
this
to.
This is the first on the west side,
first on
right?
the west side. And I'm just really excited, especially because there are two abortion clinics in our area. Dr. Franz Thayard is the abortionist. He has a clinic just a block or two from El Paso High on Schuster. And he opened a new clinic in New Mexico where we go and do what's called sidewalk counseling. We're outside offering help. We had a lady last week, beautiful woman, big white SUV Mercedes, just very classy girl, go in. She took some literature from me. Most of them don't even take literature. But let me talk to her very briefly. And the next thing we knew, an hour and a half later, as other women were coming out, because, you know, you're sore, you're wounded, you can tell they've had the abortion. And she came out, and she's the only one that took the literature. And I said, are you okay? We'll help you even afterwards. Here's my card. And she looked
good.
Up, and all she said was, I chose life. Uh-huh. And started crying. Of course, we all started crying too, the counselors that are out there. And I may never see her again. You know, I wouldn't want to have a reminder of what I was about to do. I'd go on with my life, and it was never, and I've got my baby now. But I mean, those are the moments we live for. Unfortunately, society, just in the time that I've been doing this since the 80s, 90s, we used to turn away 8 babies every weekend. That was with Dr. Moody. 8 babies every weekend, and now we're averaging 3 a year.
Wow.
There's just a hard-heartedness. There's a,
yes.
you know, they've been fed the
Kool-Aid.
Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger Harris, look her up so you'll find out where this all started. abortion is by and large, sorry guys, done to women for men.
Yes. And it's sad that in our society that men have failed so badly, but there are good men out there don't want their woman or girlfriend to do this, and they do it anyway. But I just want this message to be a message of grace and mercy. And, you know, there's a movie that I haven't seen yet. I don't know if you've seen it, Unplanned.
Oh, it's a wonderful movie.
I have
movie.
Not seen it. And you know what?
Wonderful movie.
I am going to watch it. But when I saw this movie and I thought, I need to watch it, I was kind of Googling and researching. And the thought that came to my mind was, unplanned, a question mark, unplanned. None of us are unplanned. Not one soul is unplanned. And Jeremiah 1:5, God says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. And Isaiah 44:24, that says, God made all things. So every human being, whether they make it into the world or not, is formed by God and made by God. So I just wanted you all to know that you, for you ladies out there that may be pregnant right now and you're carrying this baby, that baby is no accident. There are no accidents with God. There is a purpose and there is a reason for that child that you're carrying. God has a great plan for that baby.
We don't know who the next Mother Teresa is, who the next Bill Gates, whatever. We don't know what people were missing in our world that may have already conquered cancer, that may have already conquered poverty, that may have all the ills that we have. May already be a thing in the past if that inventor had been born.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So know that, and there are options. Reach out to women like Lisa and different places in your community, your churches. You know, turn to a good Bible-based church. Not every church is good. To a good Bible-based church that's true, that's teaching truth and loving people, and not condemning. There's no condemnation with God. And there's love and there's peace.
If you find yourself pregnant right now, there's great groups. There's CareNet, who is one of the main, just a wonderful group. CareNet. There's NIFLA. There's Heartbeat International. There's we used to call them in the olden days crisis pregnancy centers, but we don't want you to think of your pregnancy as a crisis. It's an unplanned pregnancy. Mm-hmm. An unplanned pregnancy doesn't have to be a crisis. It may just mean, okay, I'm in school. This is going to make it a little harder, but I'll figure out a way to do it.
Exactly.
Or I'm in school and I can't do this. I'm going to place the baby for adoption to a loving family who is just aching for a baby and can't have one.
Yes, exactly. There are options. And seek it. Seek the options out. Ask God to help you. Where to turn? Who to talk to? And I'm glad you're bringing out these places because I don't know. But yes. So with that, I think one more thing we touched on it a little bit earlier is teaching our young children, teach our boys to be respectful to women and the consequences of their choices. And how to take care of themselves, but take care of the woman, the girl that's in their lives. And girls, to teach them how to say no. That it's okay. Don't have sex so young. There's plenty of time for that. Take care of your bodies. Enjoy your young life. There's no need to go there yet. And if you need help and counsel and you can't go to your own parents for whatever reason, or you don't have someone in your life that you can talk to, Find out where you can go. Call Lisa. And God's placing her staff together. And so, but yeah, there's always choices. And it's just self-care. People, parents, teach your children. Teach your young girls and teach your young boys.
Lack of education, because you're shy, because you're a prude, because of lack of education is the worst thing a child can have. And especially in this day, when we were growing up, I don't think so much was pushed in the schools. Right now, you have sex ed in kindergarten.
Yes.
And all kinds of very perverse things being pushed on children, that they have all these different choices. You know, kids have a choice to just be alive and have fun when they're young. We're putting way too many things
too many.
The on world, our kids. Yeah. They don't need to grow up that fast.
The pressures are real
and
hard.
It should be mom and dad that are talking to the
kids. It should be mom and dad. So mom and dad, talk to your children, but listen. Listen more than you talk. Help them. Don't be condemning toward them. Don't be judging toward them because they are human just like you were. You were a child and you were a teenager at some point too.
A horny little teenager.
Yes. That's what it is. They will go there eventually. So help them. Teach them how to take care of themselves and that it's okay to say no. But anyhow, with that, we are going to end this. Is there anything else that you would like to share or say?
Join us for our training. There is a price for the notebooks and for bringing the trainers down. But you can call me again at Westside Pregnancy Center, and we'll give you the information. We'd love to have you the third week of September for our training. And then you'll be able to, a couple of hours a week, come in, be there. Girls come in so that you can be someone who's there for them, someone who will listen, someone who can nudge them into something that's going to be better for their lives than having to suffer with being post-abortive the rest of their life.
Yes, amen. Well, thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
It's been so wonderful and awesome, and I look forward to hearing more about what's going on. And I personally, if I can help you with something, you know, volunteering with, I'm a very clerical type person.
Oh, yeah, and that's
so anyhow, I know that this is going to bring in a lot of help for your nonprofit organization, and more importantly, the babies that are going to be saved, more babies. And you're out there. This woman's out there every Saturday, every weekend. She's out there fighting for these babies.
If you're in El Paso, come and just a presence. We hear from girls and men passing by all the time. I just was asking for a sign, and I saw 5. 15, sometimes we have 20 people standing outside that clinic. We have a bunch of people, there's 4 of us that actually counsel and talk to the girls, try to intervene and be intervention at the last minute. But we have people that just come and pray, and we've heard.
Yes.
I saw those people and I drove right by. It was a sign I was asking for.
Thank God. And you know, and just one more thing, I keep saying we're ending, but we're not ending. Okay, wait, hold on. So I believe there's the biggest part puzzle of this is our spiritual lives, and that the spiritual part is to minister. The biggest part of what you do is ministering to these young ladies and praying with them and helping them. A lot of them don't have that anywhere, and they're totally lost.
Oh, we've already dealt with some whose mom and dad are meth addicts, and the poor girls are big and pregnant. They have nowhere to go, and they're kicked out of their house if they keep this baby. You know,
they have no.
There's a lot of parents that are not parenting.
Yes. So pray, prayer. The spiritual side of all this is huge. And so pray, pray for people out there. Pray for the unborn. I pray daily for the unborn and the babies. Babies that are, you know, that are fresh in this world, because they're sometimes it's just hard all around. But anyhow, I'm going to end this now because we'll go on and on and on and on. So. Thank you all for everything. Yes, and you know, thank you. So we will end with prayer as well. We started this with prayer. Before we started, we prayed. But we're going to end this for prayer for all of you that are hearing and watching. So in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to touch every listener, every person that is watching on YouTube and listening on podcast, Father. I ask you to reach through and touch their hearts, touch their minds, touch their lives, Father God, and lead them and guide them. Thank you for your presence in their lives, Father God. And these babies we cover with the blood of Jesus. I thank you that you protect them and that they are able, that they are given a chance to live a life, Father God. Whether they are adopted or these mamas, these parents decide to raise these babies on their own, themselves, that they are blessed and they are highly favored, and you have a calling and a purpose for these children, these babies, Father God. We commit this work unto you. And Father, I ask you to bless Lisa Backus and the work that she's doing, Father, and her nonprofit organization that she is setting up. I thank you that it is prosperous and the way that you bring the people that need to be there to be helped, and you bring in the resources that need to be there to do the work necessary, Father God. I thank you for a great team for her, Lord God, that they come in and they grasp this vision and this mission to save babies and to help parents and to help women and men. In the name of Jesus, we commit this unto you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Beautiful.
So, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being here. Until next time, guys, tune in for our podcast. We have all kinds of other podcasts on there. So go on there and listen and be blessed. God bless you and bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Women Uplifting Women Coffee Chat Podcast. Check out our website at thewomenupliftingwomen.com. That's T-H-E, womenupliftingwomen.com. Some of our best conversations happen online. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you were blessed by this show, make sure to subscribe and to share with a friend. If you would like to sponsor an upcoming episode, email us at womenupliftingwomen@gmail.com. God bless you. Until next time.